And now back to
The Rich Eisen Show.
Now, Bryce Harper!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I have anointing oils for a new elite quarterback in the NFL.
The Rich Eisen Show.
I'm putting him up there. I'm making him elite. I see you, Tua. Yeah.
Earlier on the show, Nets studio analyst Frank Isola, host of Peacock's Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, comedian and actor Mo Ammer. Coming up, actor Frank Grillo. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. Wild first 2 hours. Frank Isola joining us to talk about so much going on with the Brooklyn Nets. Kyrie Irving still not talking to the media after having quite the set-to with said media a couple of days ago. The Nets have an interim head coach now, and Jacque Vaughn is Ime Udoka coming. Everything that Frank Isola, who covers the team for Yes, and the Yes Network. If you missed it, guess what? We're re-airing right as soon as this third hour is over. There's also all of our social media accounts at Rich Eisen Show. There's also the Rich Eisen Show collection page right here on the Roku channel. So you can watch us on demand, or you could just watch us again on the Roku channel, channel 210, when we're re-airing over and over and over again. We greatly appreciate our partnership with the Roku channel. There's also our podcast version of the show, so you can listen on demand. Go where all podcasts are acquired. Thank you to the Cumulus Podcast Network for putting us out there all 3 hours every single day. Please hit us with a subscribe. We also had in hour number two, the very funny comedian Mo Ammer, diehard Astros fan, told a dynamite story about De Niro.
a little bit.
By the way, the Ralph Macchio story that he told in last week's show about Joe Pesci, that's on our YouTube page, youtube.com/Rich Eisen Show. That video is still on fire. It was posted on Friday. Here it is on Wednesday, and people still can't get enough.
We've had some great stories.
Hey, man. Any stories about Pesci and De Niro, we're all in on that. Great chat with Mike Florio about the story that led the show, that Washington Commanders are apparently on the block.
Maybe.
We'll see how much of the piece of the team they're putting out there.
You guys want to put a bid in?
You know, Forbes was the first to report it, and then the Washington Commanders confirmed it in a statement that the folks at Bank of America Securities are going to they've hired them to just look into various transactions. And like I said, it would be interesting if they put out this statement, they come out when there's a statement 2 weeks later, the Snyders got the interest-free checking account they were looking for. Oh, we meant personal banking. What did you think we meant? I don't think that's going to happen. And then, of course, you guys focus in on the fact that the statement
I'm going on and on about it, seriously, with a little bit of a wink and a nod, and TJ Jefferson, sorry, you're the child here on this set, the grown-ass man
who's focusing on the fact that they referred to by B of A, and you read it to say BOFA.
B of A.
BOFA Securities.
Had I read it beforehand, I probably wouldn't have laughed, but, you know.
BOFA.
And while you're at it.
While you're at it, press BOFA.
Like you're the only one who takes this wild story, this twist and turn, this O. Henry-like twist in the saga of the Washington Commanders. And
it brings me joy, Rich.
And make a D's nuts joke out of it.
It brings me joy to see my nemesis in football go through
this. That's true. He don't like them.
Yeah.
Remember, that's part
it makes
of this.
Me. It brings me joy to see my old roommate Spider have to deal with all this. He's listening right now, too.
I thought you said you was okay.
He's not okay now with all this. Not Spider. You know, so yeah, I do find, and maybe that's not professional, but we're not the professional. Well, that's you.
Like, how many Goodfellas references can we make today?
We've made in each hour the same one about the drinks around the house. How about this for a turn?
I'm gonna the papers,
Mira Sorvino.
There's another good one.
Oh yeah,
daughter of Paul,
yes,
who was in Goodfellas. Is in the film that Frank Grillo is here to help promote and talk about. Lamborghini, the man behind the legend. He plays Ferruccio Lamborghini. Gabriel Byrne plays Ferrari.
Okay.
So Frank Grillo is here.
We don't need Kevin Bacon for his 6 degrees. We just do it.
Just need me to just find the degrees.
Yes.
Right in-house, baby.
6 degrees of Frank Grillo. Can't wait to play that with Frank when he comes out here in about 16 minutes time. Let's see who's been hanging on for quite some time here on the program. Let's go to our friend Lonnie in Los Angeles. Because the last time we spoke to Lonnie,
how you doing? You
were all excited about your Bears. You were screaming Eberflus because they had just beaten the Patriots. Now you got a problem?
What's going on, Lonnie?
Yeah, man,
what's going on?
After the Cowboys game, I just came back down to earth.
Understandable.
No. You're set. Lonnie, the Bears are in a great spot.
I agree.
I'm being very honest with you. I think the kid at quarterback shows that he really is talented and can really take some hits in this league and is growing. I think he's shown that. I also think that the general manager, Ryan Poles, yes, while removing two terrific defensive players and sending a signal to fans like you here in Los Angeles that the Bears are not all in on 2022, but they've got now 8 draft choices next year and $120 million in cap room. Chase Claypool is really good, and you lobbed that bomb into the locker room in Green Bay. I like it, Lonnie.
Yeah, I just want to beat Aaron Rodgers, man. I want to beat Aaron Rodgers while he plays for the Packers. I don't care if he plays for anybody else. I just want to beat Aaron Rodgers. Please, God, please.
Well, let's see.
Not asking for much.
Hold on. That game is, let's see, it's week 13. Week 13, and we're entering week 9, so you got a month more to pray.
Okay. And thanks for helping me. You're my Dr. Phil, man.
How so?
Thanks for helping me emotionally through so many things. And my Rams lost, too. Dude, this ain't good, man.
It's okay. Just like I said, scream Eberflus and you feel better every single time.
All right. Thanks, bro.
You got it. That's Lonnie from Los Angeles.
Eberflus!
There you go.
Oh, I thought that was Lonnie.
No, that wasn't Lonnie. Lonnie, as you know, for those who might be new to the show and also in any way, shape, or form here on the Roku channel, Lonnie here in Los Angeles has for years called into this show and has been like a straight shooter. He usually wants to talk about the serious issues in sports issues, and society and how sports plays into it and can fix it or tears it down. Like he's really one of our more clear-eyed, full-hearted callers. And over the last month, he's calling in about his Bears and showing a passion. And so one Eberflus from him is, I think, all we're ever going to get.
You're probably
we got
right.
it the last time, and it's now a great drop. It's now a great drop on our program. But I don't know if Lonnie's terribly happy about that.
I mean, what was that him on that drop?
No, that was him on that drop, wasn't it?
No, that's Ashton.
That was Ashton. That was Kutcher.
But Lonnie did do Eberflus.
I just kind of let him to maybe do it there again. And he turned it down.
He hit that so quick.
I wasn't sure. That was nice work there, Del Tufo.
Are you guys ready for power rankings?
Yeah, me and Brockman did power ranking last night.
So on YouTube, you guys do it every week.
You do five.
That's the only time you give us.
No, that's not true.
Power five.
You do five, and they're on our YouTube page, and people can consume them there. And I'm not going to denigrate your work in the way that you do mine.
Well, you should do it. Here's the thing. The reason the denigration started was you. We were just giving it back to you. Me in particular. Because, Rich, every time I would do a top five, you would interrupt and you would mock me, and then you'd make it hard for me to get through it. So I was just trying to give you a little bit back just to see.
Is that really an accurate portrayal of his top five, Chris?
Yeah, come on, you would interrupt.
I would interrupt to move things along on occasion, though.
But in doing so, it slowed him down.
Yeah.
You hindered. So my leadership skills are not as what I think they are, is what you're saying.
Well, my goodness. Timing on the segment was always tough because we were usually at the end of the show, and so we're trying to go fast. And then
I didn't set him up for success. Is that what you're saying?
I didn't want to say it.
Tough spot.
But look, I did it. I got through it.
You did.
I think you're better for it. I definitely
I think
am.
Your fantasy segments are tighter. They're entertaining.
For hecklers now. You know. So, I just did it for a few weeks just to get back at you a little bit. I'm going to let you go.
That's not true. You don't like my power rankings ever. Okay, very good.
I don't know what that drop is.
I don't know what it is. I can't understand it.
It's not good.
Don't delete it. Brother Jefferson might need that.
While we're all having some sort of truth session here, that one stinks. I don't like it.
All right, we're going to stay quiet.
Hey, man.
We're going to stay quiet. You go.
Are we ready now?
I can't promise that, Chris.
So what's up? Is that it?
No, it's not. We're just starting. Here we go. Hit it. Power rank. rankings.
Power rankings.
Yes.
Let's go.
Let's go. Through 8 weeks, entering week 9, I got two new teams or two teams back on the list. And it starts at number 10, back on the list. And I'm not just saying this because he's slated to be our guest on tomorrow's show. I'm not saying that because he's not on hold.
It doesn't hurt, though.
I know, but he might see the video.
I don't know, but that's not why he's on the list. It's not why he's back on the list. It's because they lead the AFC North. Ravens back on the list.
You Ravens just made the list.
Ravens back on the list.
I think that's fair.
And yeah, we have a photograph of Roquan Smith.
Quan.
Yes.
He's wearing number 18 for
he
the
is
Ravens.
Wearing number 18. Weird, he's cheered number 58 yeah. to 18. Guess what? Roquan Smith has been added. They are now 1.5 games clear of the next team on the standings. Right below them, the Bengals, who are off the list. I can't keep him on the list after I saw that.
I think that's
you were off
fair.
The list.
On Monday now.
You're off the list.
The Ravens are back on it. They're 10th on this list, and they're leading the AFC North, and they are taking on New Orleans next week, and that is a big Monday night game. Cameron Jordan, who's going to be chasing around Lamar Jackson, he'll be on, I believe, Friday's show. That's the way we're rolling here.
And they have a very favorable schedule, Rich.
So Baltimore's at New Orleans, and then they got a bye. I like them. They're number 10 on my list. Number 9, down 4 spots.
Ooh.
Whoa.
Ooh.
Down 4 spots, the New York Football Giants. They're still there.
Yeah.
They're 6-2.
I get that.
They're 6-2. We got a photograph of Saquon, who still is running as well as we've seen him run since he came off the campus at Penn State. Love what I'm seeing out of him. And this Giants team finally couldn't just flip a switch in the third quarter and start doing things that they were having trouble doing in the first half. And then their opponents started making mistakes. And that was their formula for winning games. Seattle just put the pedal to the metal. And that's why they're now up 2 spots. The Seattle Seahawks are 8th
nice.
On my power rankings list. And I know I'm ranking them higher than most people. But guess what? This is Geno Smith's time. This is Geno Smith's time, and their offense is beginning to click. We're seeing Lockett, and we're seeing DK Metcalf catch touchdowns like the Russ days, like the good old Russ Cookin' days. And Kenneth Walker's doing it, too.
Kenneth Walker.
The Seattle Seahawks are up 2 spots, and they are 8th on this list of my power rankings through week number 8. They are your leaders in the NFC West.
Okay.
Number 7 on this list, up a spot. And fresh off of renewing for all of us to see their ownership of the Houston Texans. The Tennessee Titans are sitting right there. And we're going to see tonight, on Sunday night, if they're worthy of going up another spot and being 7th on my power rankings list because they're taking on a team that's sitting in the top 5. The Tennessee Titans. Boy, I would love to see it a little bit more out of the wide receiver position. A.J. Brown being in Philadelphia is still one of those week-to-week things where just like, what the hell is that all about?
The hell going on?
How would this team look if they just decided to pay A.J. Brown and figure everything else out down the road? But they're 7th on my power rankings list. Number 6, back on the list. And I know they're above the team that they're looking up at in the standings, but I'm putting the San Francisco 49ers back on the list at 6.
Come on.
Okay.
You just made the list.
They're back on it.
Are you serious?
They're back on it. Oh, yeah, I'm serious. And they showed you.
Why not?
I said it the other day. I'll repeat it. Christian McCaffrey scored 3 different ways. Kittle scored. Ayuk scored because McCaffrey threw one to him. Jimmy Garoppolo threw a touchdown pass to Christian McCaffrey who made an acrobatic grab that you think that's worthy of a Pro Bowl receiver. Kittle caught one in the back of the end zone. They looked like that. And Debo didn't even suit up. And the defense put the bang thing on the Rams in the second half. They swept the Rams. They swept out for the best they could do. Immediately, the memory of losing that game in that building to the Rams last year for the right to go play the Super Bowl in that building. And the 49ers are on a bye, and you're going to get back even healthier. Man, do I love them the way that they look right now. Number 5 on the list. Cracking the top 5 for the first time are the Minnesota Vikings. I like what they have been doing the last few weeks. They have kind of shut me up ever since I'm like, let's see what you can do after they got spanked in week 2 Monday night or that Monday night doubleheader in Philadelphia. They have won every single game since then. And this is a fascinating game for Minnesota that coming up at Washington. You know, this is the proverbial game they should win, I guess. Then they're at Buffalo week 10. And we'll see what's what. My top four on my power rankings list. Stay like a before. Like The Rent in The Godfather Part 2. Cowboys 4, Chiefs 3, Eagles 2, Bills 1. That's my power rankings. Bengals, Jets out, Ravens, Niners back in. There you have it. Thoughts, comments? I didn't hear much. You were complaining about the Niners because you got Shanahan hate.
Just a little too high.
He's got the he sprays the Shanahan haterade around.
I don't know. I think there's something happened with those two at some point.
The shaderade.
You could have had them 10.
Why? They didn't look like the 10th best team in the NFL. They looked like the best team in the NFL. And the reason why I'm not putting them there is because they're 4-4, and I think the Bills, Eagles, Chiefs, and maybe the Cowboys are better. I think the Niners, they look like that going to Minnesota, going to Dallas. They're winning those football games, man. But they're too inconsistent for me to put them in my top five. And the Vikings have won 5 in a row. You got to give them the credit where it's due.
Yeah, I don't even know what I'm talking about because I had an overreaction Monday that we didn't even get to that was once fully healthy, the Niners are the best threat to knock off the Eagles in the NFC.
Yeah, I mean.
But, also, also, speaking of McCaffrey, we just got to give some props. David Patton, when we were talking about the throw for a touchdown, run for a touchdown pass, we forgot to mention, and this is on Brockman because this was his guy. He actually did it too. So it was LT, Walter Payton, McCaffrey. And
apparently there's like 10 guys who have done it.
I'm just talking, well, Patton was the name we just left
out.
Well,
again, he's the only one, though, to do it with at least 30 yards rushing in the same game.
Yeah. Ooh, okay.
And he had 94 yards rushing on Sunday.
That's a problem.
He's good at football.
He is that.
That is a problem.
844-204-RICH, number to dial. Still to come here on this program, a great Bill Belichick press conference moment of the day. Can't wait for that. Oh, we didn't even play the Kevin Durant soundbite of how he learned that his coach got fired.
No, I know. That's
we haven't done that, so we'll get to all that. But first, we take a break and come back. Frank Grillo will be here. And when I hear Grillo is playing Lamborghini in a movie, oh, yeah, we're going to have him come on the show talk about it. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least the partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code EISEN when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code EISEN. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Back here on the terrestrial radio outfit, we just saw a clip of Lamborghini, the man behind the legend, in select theaters on demand and digital on November 18th. And Frank Grillo is here on the Rich Eisen Show, the man who plays Lamborghini in this film. And for those who are maybe listening on the radio right now, Frank has completely let himself go. I don't know what's happening.
The first thing I said was like, jeez.
Completely.
I ate a lot. I was in Italy. I ate I haven't eaten pasta in 20 years. I ate
pasta. Get out of here.
I swear to God. I ate pasta every day, sometimes twice a day. I drank Aperol spritzes from the time I woke up to the time I fell down at night.
Yeah, you did.
And I lost 6 pounds.
Excuse me.
I swear to God.
Come on. Frank and I have a lot in common.
A lot.
You might not think that just by judging a book. Okay. But when I go to Italy, and I've been multiple times, my wife speaks fluent Italian, and she's loved the country before I even thought I would ever love the country myself.
Right.
We go there all the time, and we're so fortunate to go there. It's otherworldly. It's incredible. But I eat just like you, and I lose weight also to the point where I have earned the nickname of the maintainer.
I'm really?
The maintainer. I maintain.
Really?
I do not gain weight there.
You know,
because it's natural. It's all natural.
I think that's
no
what it is. I just
food.
Think it's not processed the way we process food right. here, and people aren't uptight. You know, it's funny. I went through customs at Rome, and everybody's like, buongiorno. I get back to the United States, and it was like I was a criminal. They treat you like a criminal. I'm like, and this is like indicative of what the difference is between Italy or Europe yeah. and the United States. And people are angry. People, you know, that's why they don't look
good.
Well,
there's no snacking. Like, it's not like, you know, what am I going to have? Like, you're not sneaking a snack at like 3 or 4 in the afternoon because you're
not,
stuffed.
They're not thinking about it. Like, people, especially in L.A., everyone's obsessed with everything they're putting in their body.
But if I also went to Italy, Frank, and I didn't know you, let's just say I didn't know you, I didn't know your work, I haven't seen your movies and your TV shows, you weren't on the Rich Eisen Show for damn near
right.
the last 8 years.
By the way, this is an impossibility. Okay. How are we even going to talk
exactly.
about
it? But just like if I assume that and I'm walking around Leonardo da Vinci Airport and you stroll through, I would think you're Italian. I'd think you're from there.
Yeah.
They probably think that too.
They think it.
Maybe that's why they're nice to you.
Maybe that's wait a minute. That might be racist.
No, it's not. It is not.
Isn't everything racist?
No, careful. Careful.
I didn't say it. I lipped
it. Okay, no, I think we heard a little bit. We're going to get your Lamborghini keys taken away. But at any rate, I would think that. Are you fluent in Italian?
I make believe I am. What little Italian I know, I speak with conviction.
Yes, you're impressive.
And they're, you know, I understand a lot more than I can say.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
If I'm there for a minute, it starts to come back. But, you know, when my immigrant grandparents and father came here, you had to stop speaking Italian, which is the stupidest thing ever.
Right.
Yeah. Okay. So let me not teach you another language.
It's a beautiful language, man.
It is.
And I do love going there. And so you play Ferruccio Lamborghini in this movie. What did you learn about the character getting ready for this role?
You know, I learned how you can't be a great husband and a great father and be that guy. Like, you know, it's like... which is kind of what the movie's about. Like, was it worth it? And I'm like, yeah, it was worth it. I became a Lamborghini, right? Mm-hmm. But was I the best husband? No. Was he the best father? Sorry, couldn't be there all the time for the cricket game or whatever you're playing in Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, I think that's kind of that thing about guys who are super successful, that there are sacrifices that have to be made in order for you to become this thing, this icon.
Right.
Yeah.
Have you ever driven a Lamborghini?
Oh, yeah. I drove a couple of them.
For the film? Or?
I drove that Countach.
Okay.
There's a Countach, a blue Countach.
Uh-huh.
I was in a couple of Lamborghinis that are worth like $28 million. So they wouldn't let me drive them.
But would you even want to drive something that you know it's worth $28 million?
No, I don't need that aggravation.
Because these days, like if you get in a car and there's no camera to show you how you're backing up, I mean, you feel lost.
And by the way, you know, I'm not a big guy, and still you're like this in the car. Like you can't move. It's not very comfortable.
Right.
And there's nothing in those cars. They're basic. Is the basic conveyance.
Do they have a seatbelt? They got a seatbelt even? A
little bit. A little tiny seatbelt. There's no nothing.
Some rubber band?
Yeah, it's a tiny little
piece
thing.
Piece of paper mache. Right around. This is before Ralph Nader.
But it's funny because like my friends who are not very bright, any of them, like, you know, they call me. They call me while I'm in Italy. They go, hey, bro, did you get a Lamborghini? I mean, I went for free. They go, yeah, did they give you a Lamborghini? I'm like, What is it? A Ford Fiesta? It's a $400,000 car. No, they're not giving me a Lamborghini. Am I George Clooney?
I don't know if they'd give it to him.
I know.
Stupid. Damn. Okay.
So, you're all dummies, all of you.
So you got it, but they wouldn't let you drive one. Did you drive one?
I drove the Countach, and okay. That was really all. I wasn't interested because I'm not a great driver.
Because you spend a lot of time in the city? Is that why you're
doing it? Yeah, I don't pay attention. I text when I drive. My kids yell at me all the time.
You know you're not supposed to do that, right?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I do it anyway.
You're a daredevil.
I'm not supposed to do it.
You're a daredevil. Perfect guy to play Lamborghini. The man behind the legend. Okay, fantastic.
You know, I wanted to bring one thing up, if I may. Whatever happened to that photo of you and the dog? Where is it?
Chris, it's the one below the, it's over there.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought, I hope you can get rid of it.
I didn't get rid of it.
It was
Frank.
Such a sweet.
It is. It's for everyone who might, because again, we're on a new partner here, so people might be new to this program.
Right.
Your first appearance on this program, what year was it? Like 2014, 2015? Yeah. As soon as it started. So hold up that photograph.
There it is, Chris.
It's me on a beach with Hudson, my dog, rest in peace. He passed away about 3 years ago.
I'm sorry.
And you just couldn't get enough of this photograph.
No, it still haunts me.
What?
I don't know.
Hold it up, Chris.
I told the ladies in the back, I said, you know what? There was a photo here. And he looked. I can't. There it is. There.
By the way, I'm in a great white shirt.
It's your gait. It's your gait.
It's an unfortunate snapshot, Frank. Like my arms are definitely not. It's not great. It's not James Bond running. You know.
No, it's not.
It's not. Boy, did you give me so much crap.
Like the first appearance. I know. First time you ever came on.
I know. I'm like, who is this guy from Kingdom?
I can't believe you had me back.
Yeah.
Now you were here promoting Kingdom, which was a major program around these parts.
For here,
man.
Yeah, right.
And in general, like that show has gotten like a totally new life,
and then it went to Netflix, and people thought that was original, and everybody went crazy all over the world.
Isn't that amazing?
It's phenomenal because of my agent Charlie Jennings.
Yeah.
During COVID, called Netflix and Ted Sarandos and said this show is available and you should put it on, and he did,
and boom.
And that's my agent at CAA.
I mean, because Tucker, too. Jonathan Tucker was in that show. And the two of you guys like own the scenes together.
Yeah, he was amazing.
Do you go to any UFC fights every now
and then? I do occasionally. I try. I don't like to be around people.
That's understandable.
I'm really not kidding. Okay. I get invited to all kinds of things.
Okay. And you're like,
and I don't go. I say I'm gonna go.
Oh, that's the LA thing. I'll see you there.
Yeah.
I'll see you there.
I know. I gotta get better with it.
Do you ghost too? Do you like start like where happened to Frank at a party? Like you just leave?
Yeah.
Just go.
Yeah. I never stay very long at anything. Okay. I'm just I don't know. As I get older.
Right.
I just like to be alone.
Okay.
And with my kids. I like to hang out with my sons.
So, okay. How old are your kids?
25.
Okay.
Just directed his first movie.
Okay.
18 and 15.
Okay. So then it makes no sense to even ask you if you did any trick-or-treating because those days are over.
No.
Did you ever do trick-or-treating?
Did I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and where I come from in the Bronx, you waited for the other kids to trick-or-treat, and then you ran behind them and stole their candy. It was awesome. And I saved a lot of shoe leather.
So you let them do the grunt work, Frank.
You jumped
I didn't jump anybody. No. I just ran past them really fast and grabbed the candy.
I insulted him a little bit right there.
A little bit.
By the way, we've now made that reference in all 3 hours of this program today. Believe it or not, it's been made.
Really?
Believe it or not.
All right.
So
drinks are on the house.
All right. So
see, we watched the whole show at that time.
I have no idea. We didn't even do it.
Unbelievable.
I love this show. God bless you. I love
this
show.
That's been said 3 times a day.
I love it. This is one of the greatest lines of all time.
Oh God. What a movie.
It is. Goodfellas is unbreakable. It's unbreakable. Like a remote drop movie.
It is.
If you see it, you've got like, oh, well, I guess that's the next 2 hours of my
life. That's my life.
I was going to go out.
I actually, because the plane ride to Rome was ridiculous.
Yes.
I watched it on the plane. I actually pressed the button and watched it.
You did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm straight. You did. Well, Susie and I, my wife, before we went to, on the way back, before we went to Italy this past summer, we watched The Offer.
Yeah.
I don't know if you watched that.
Yeah, yeah.
It was phenomenal
yeah.
about the making of The Godfather.
Yeah.
So on the way back, we watched Godfather 1 and 2.
Yeah.
And still had like 2 hours to spare.
I know. It's that's what I did on the plane. Amazing. And then I also watched the movie with Tom Hanks, Demons and Something, which takes place in Rome.
Oh, yeah.
Because I missed it so much. I'm like, there's Rome.
Yeah. So you're willing to watch, why am I blanking on the, that's the author.
Yeah.
Dan Brown.
Dan Brown. Yeah, the Dan Brown books.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why, is he in trouble?
No.
Everyone's in trouble, so
no
I don't know.
Trouble. Just Kyrie Irving, that's all right now.
Watch things. I don't know. What do you say?
You know what? You're good, man. All Lamborghini, right. The man behind the legend, in select theaters on demand and digital November 18th. You were like going to joke, like I'll ask Frank the last time he had a car.
Yeah.
He just came back, just Mr. Pasta himself right here. Mr. Pasta and Pizza.
But 20 years it's been.
Yeah.
20 years.
20 years.
What are your cheat meals? Like, what do you do for those?
There's no cheating. Because I don't.
But you
I can't,
know, like, you know, The Rock will post his, like, gigantic waffle stack or whatever.
I know The Rock well. I don't think. You ever see any of that stuff eaten?
You think he's just showing off that he's cheating and he's not cheating?
Well, he wants to seem a little bit relatable.
Wow.
Wow.
Look at that man. He is the freakiest freak ever. His genetics are absolutely. He's got to have one of the best freaky bodies. And he's a big dude. I've never seen him eat any of those pancakes.
So you, you didn't eat
Dwayne.
You didn't
eat a pancake.
You didn't eat the pizza in the scene in Billions. You didn't eat that pizza.
I made them get paleo pizza.
Come on.
I did it on Kingdom. I was such
be
a pain.
More high maintenance.
I know. I was like,
good Lord, Frank.
I didn't
want to
get
in front of my gate running on
I didn't
want to
be there.
Dog.
I didn't want to be there. I wanted to, you know, I best.
So
I don't know.
So what did you made him get what?
Get me paleo pizza if you want me to eat pizza.
Which is gluten-free pizza?
No, it's made with, like, almond crust.
Rich is done. And you're making fun of me.
Why?
Get your almond crust pizza out of here.
I'm consistent.
Come on.
You are consistent.
Come on.
Consistent.
They got it for me.
Of course.
And you know what? It sucked.
Because it's almond crust pizza.
I wound up eating the other pizza.
In New York.
Not only did they get me a pizza, they got the chef to come to the set.
Of course, because of the
it doesn't really stay very long. So they had to make it.
Oh, my God.
Wow. This is amazing.
On the set.
Be more high. Is that why they got rid of your character?
No, I didn't want to be on the show. I was supposed to do, like, 2 episodes. I got bamboozled into, like, 7. No, it's great. It was great. Those guys are great.
Yeah.
And they were all beautiful. And they were, you know. But I had to go back and forth to New York. Listen to me.
I got it. No.
Shut your mouth.
No, it's all good, Frank.
Ah, jeez.
You're all good. All right. Everybody check out Lamborghini, the man behind the legend.
Please check it out because it's. I need this. I don't know.
By the way, I'm on the Lamborghini site right now. There's no price. It literally says call for pricing.
Call for pricing.
Yeah.
By the way, if you want a Lamborghini now, it's like $150,000 above sticker just to start the conversation.
Jeez.
And then you got to wait. Probably.
And you got to wait.
Yeah.
You got to wait.
You're waiting.
For 13 miles a gallon on the highway.
Who cares?
You know what I just did buy real quickly?
Yeah.
I'm having a 67 Bronco redone.
Oh.
With a Coyote Mustang 5.0 engine, and
jeez.
It gets like 4 miles to the gallon. Yeah.
You got to fill friends, up every quarter mile.
My friends are buying Teslas by the dozen, and I'm buying regular gasoline.
You know what?
Yeah, and then you're a conundrum, man, and then you're demanding almond crust pizza.
Where is my latte?
Making fun of the way I run and a black and white photo shoot.
Come on.
He didn't want to be there.
Like I wanted to.
Come on.
Like this was my idea, Frank.
What's that song from the Chariots of Fire?
Yeah, exactly.
There it is. We've come full circle.
Vangelis also liked his pizza with almond crust. This guy over here. At Frank Grillo on Instagram. Yeah. Check out Lamborghini, the man behind the legend, in select theaters on demand and digital November 18th. We're back with more in a moment. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. Because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your number one source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Navy Federal Credit Union is there if you're looking to buy a new home, because Navy Federal Credit Union has loan options and resources that help their members save and make sure they get the best deal. Right now, Navy Federal will contribute up to $1,000 as a lender credit towards closing costs on your new home. Plus, members save on their monthly payments since there's no requirement for private mortgage insurance, and that is not all. Navy Federal offers low rates and fees too, so you could save even more. And Navy Federal's experts can help you choose the best option for you, so the home loan process is as smooth an experience as possible. Learn more at NavyFederal.org. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. Qualifying members with purchase mortgage applications after 9/16/22 may receive up to $1,000 towards actual closing costs. Apply to closing with no cash back and subject to loan program maximum contribution limits. Terms subject to change. Ask your loan officer for details. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. So this soundbite caught our ears and eyes. Kevin Durant being asked at a press conference after last night's Nets loss when he first learned of Steve Nash being fired. Now, this is important news, one would think, because Durant was the one to whom many reports ascribed the demand that Nash and Sean Marks, the general manager, be gone for him to stay. And we all know they stuck around after Durant wind up sticking around because the Nets said they tried to trade him, but didn't get anything close to equal value for him, as one would think. What would be even equal value for Kevin Durant? I can't even imagine with 4 years left on a contract. But at any rate, so there was that whole to-do here in Los Angeles where everybody, the owners and the general manager and Nash and I think, what, Rich Kleiman, who's been on this program before?
Yep.
And Durant, they all got together and decided we're going to make it work best we can. So if Nash is gone, and Sean Marks said the players didn't know and they were not asked for any input on this, and Durant is the one who's been saying, I want this guy gone, and now the guy's gone, maybe Durant did really have something to say to it and Sean Marks did not tell you anything straight up. So let's hear what Durant had to say. And now, here is Durant's alibi on this front, and it's a damn good one, I think.
When did you find out about Steve? How were you informed?
About 1:15, I woke up from my nap and turned to the right and seen it on ESPN.
And what were your, initial reaction? I mean, everybody knows what went on this summer, but what was your first thought when you saw that?
Shocked. I mean, you're always shocked when a move like this happens, but it's normal in the NBA. You know, so it's about getting ready for the game tonight. So it's a quick turnaround always in the league, you know, especially during the season. You got practice games coming up, so you can't think too much about it. But, it was on the mind for a little bit today.
Man, I missed the nap days.
Because you were the king of the nap days.
Oh, man, I was nap king.
Say you're not a father with little kids without saying.
Yeah, exactly.
You're not a father with little kids.
Yeah, I missed the nap days, man.
Nap.
But that, honestly, I heard that and I'm like, because I know people are trying to sleuth. Did he have anything to do with it? Did he have, did he know about it? Did he not? Whatever. 1:15 p.m. naps. I mean, I got to be, I'll shoot everybody straight. I always do here. Would I love to have Durant's jump shot? Yeah. Would I love to have Durant's, like, metabolism? Absolutely. Would I love to have, by the way,
bank account?
By the way, bank account? Absolutely. I've never been more jealous of Kevin Durant. 1:15 p.m. Eastern naps? Are you kidding me?
Well, he probably had a shoot around in the morning, probably had a little workout, play some video games, and then nap. Before they had a game last night.
I've never been more jealous of Kevin Durant.
Oh, yeah. Yo, I heard that yesterday. I'm like, damn.
Oh, my God. I'll sometimes, you know what I'll sometimes get? I'll sometimes get those five-minute power naps. It's 10-minute. 10-minute where I'm out. Like, I'm legit out. And then all of a sudden I wake up and I think, I didn't sleep, did I? Oh, I think I might have gone out for a minute. Like, that's it. But, like, to nap, like, what does that, what does that mean? Middle at 1:15.
I can tell you, it's pretty cool.
Yeah, it is actually. Yeah, I was just gonna say, DJ and I get
gracious.
I wasn't a big nap person. Now I used to always get on Brockman about why are you napping all the time.
I was
lately.
I've
been doing it.
You love the nap.
Before Cage, I was 1 to 2 hours every day.
1 or 2 hours.
Every
come
day.
On.
Yeah, every day. About every day.
Every day. You know, wake up groggy. You wake up groggy. Like, where am I? Like 3 o'clock naps are just like
sometimes.
It's the worst, actually, because then my sleep pattern gets all messed up.
That's why I'm
messing me up.
But I was also going to bed at like midnight back then. I mean, I'm lucky if I make 9 o'clock now.
So. That's true.
Man. Is that weird that was my takeaway with everything going on with the Nets?
No,
and the things that I've been talking about with the Nets and Kyrie? Like, my takeaway from that is, like, I'm so jealous. What is a 1:15
p.m. That was
PM
my second takeaway. My first was, like, doesn't seem too broken up about.
Yeah, I saw your tweet about that.
So.
Look, he didn't want, I mean, he's not too broken up about it. That's correct.
Yeah.
I mean, he's kind of been off the record, on the record about it.
Uh-huh. Big time.
That's why I wonder, what is he thinking about? Well, whatever it is, it's not twisting him up so much that he can't take his nap.
By the way, he also balled out last night.
He's amazing. He's unbelievable.
He's been awesome this year.
He is so terrific. He's unreal.
Yeah, but
I mean, and it's, again, like, if I had a problem with my workplace where I thought I couldn't do my job as well as possible.
You'd come to HR?
No, I wouldn't be able to nap, I'll tell you that. I wouldn't be able to just, like, I would be spending my waking hours trying to get this thing the hell improved.
Yeah.
But the nap is part of your job.
Good Lord, I wish. I'm so jealous.
Like recharge battery.
Every one of these NBA guys have to, they all pretty much nap during the day. So,
yeah. I mean, when you play at night, you got to ramp up at 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
You can listen to the NFL and the NFL app on WestwoodOneSports.com via Westwood One Station Streams or by asking Alexa to open Westwood One Sports. If it's the NFL, it's on Westwood One. Okay, you know when Mike Hoskins, our coordinating producer, gets in my ear and says we've got a Bill Belichick press conference moment, I get giddy. I'm not gonna lie. I'm very excited. I don't know what it is. I don't know what he says. All I know is he was asked if the Patriots were close on making any trades, and It's a legit question, but if he answers it truthfully, like, yeah, we were close. Like, oh, what position? Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah. Wait a minute.
What?
You were thinking of, is that where you think there's a weakness? Is that what your opponent should think?
Mm-hmm.
You know he's not going to tell you a damn thing. Oh, yeah, we were so close. We were going to offer a 2 and a 5 for that guy and flip this other guy.
Exactly.
But you got to ask the questions.
Yeah.
And that's today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Today's Bill Belichick press conference moment.
Well, we prefer to win.
Bill, you mentioned last week that Elliott and Matt would handle most of the business around the trade deadline. What do they convey to you around that time or afterward about how close you came to?
Yeah, that's all. We're done. Trade deadline's over, so moving on. Colts.
Were you close on anything?
Nothing happened, so we're moving on. don't even know what close means. What does that mean?
Well, hard negotiations. It's a matter of like a round with a draft pick or a player. Are they extended negotiations?
That conversations have gone on for months and nothing happened. Other conversations have gone on for 6 to 10 minutes and the trade gets done. I don't know what that means.
Also, the sponsor in the back being No Bull, I thought was pretty funny.
I didn't notice that. Can we run that back? Yeah. I missed that.
No, I didn't notice that. A little hot change in the back there?
A workout company.
I didn't notice that. This is No Bull. That's right.
It's pretty funny.
I was looking at Zuni the whole time. Is it Noble? Is it like a, I don't know.
I think that's a workout company, Noble.
All right.
Is that the New England version of Nobu?
I don't know.
Hey, you're going to go down to Noble.
Yeah, Noble.
His facial expressions are what made, it's just like.
What does that mean by close? It's your definition of close. What's your definition of close?
It's when he smirks.
He's right. It takes months. We've had conversations going for months and nothing happens. Then you go, you know, then you talk for 6-10 minutes and a trade happens. What do you mean by close? What's your definition of close?
It's great.
I mean, they are amazing.
He's great.
He's good.
He's the best. Yeah, he can stay.
because he beats the Jets and makes the Jets quarterback look like an absolute complete novice and a team that is on a 4-game winning streak look like they've never won a game. Yeah, that's what happens. And you're like, oh, he doesn't know what he's doing with Bailey Zappe and Mac Jones. Get him out of here.
Hold on.
And he won't describe what his process is. And he's giving me no information. Get him out of here. What's Bill doing with his quarterback and his coordinators? Get him out of here.
I don't like the coordinators. I'm not alone there.
What's he doing? It's a big moment for Mac.
Come on, man.
The minute he's no longer the coach at New England is when you will really be welcomed to the rest of everybody's world. I said it to you when Brady left. Welcome to the rest of us.
Who replaces
Ryan Day?
He's a great coach. Bring that Ohio State offense.
Let's start that rumor now.
And all the players with him.
Let's start it now. Can we start it in 3 weeks from now?
3 weeks.
Hasn't Bob Kraft, didn't RKK shown up in a horseshoe every now and then?
Because they're friendly with Urban Meyer, but yeah.
Is that what it was?
Yeah.
I can't say that they're not tight with the Days.
I don't know their relationship to the Days.
Counting the Days. Day by day.
Hey,
that's what he's saying.
Bill's dropping hints.
He's dropping hints.
Easter eggs.
Press conference question. Bill, when you said day by day, does that mean you would like Ryan to be your successor when you're done here? Let's tell the incoming recruiting class at Ohio State all about it.
Oof.
Right now.
Can we get some of their receivers?
No, I mean, you know they'll make a big to-do, one would think. Or try to.
Yeah.
That's a guy that I think a lot of people would be eager to pay a lot of money to come to the NFL.
No doubt. No doubt.
So there's that. I answered.
Did I see Sean Payton Raiders rumors?
No.
Already?
Really? Fantastic.
I thought I saw that somewhere.
It's too late for me. I haven't got my apology yet, personally.
Haven't gotten it yet.
Nope. But maybe I'll get it after tomorrow's top five list of most disappointing teams through the first 8 weeks of the NFL season.
Well, I mean, you should just do numbers 2 through 6 then, because we already know who number one is.
No, how do you know? Don't put words in my mouth. Don't make my list for me. It's my list.
We know who number one is.
But it has to be number one.
They let you down.
They made you look bad.
They were a floundering pirate.
Are you guys making up pros on the spot?
We did not plan this. It just kind of happened.
I mean, you're making up pros on that. It was actually quite lyrical what you guys just did.
To use a poker saying, you put all your chips in, and then I don't know what happens when you put all your chips in and you felt it.
You get felted.
They felted you.
Yeah, they felted me. I still got a chip in a chair, though.
They're still alive. They're not technically eliminated.
Still got a chip in the chair.
But they got to be number one.
Thanks to the two Franks, the Mike and the Mo.
Thanks to
my guests today. We'll be back on Roku to wrap up this show. Lamar Jackson is on tomorrow's program.
Pay the man.